Route 66 is synonymous with the American story. It conjures up images of the open road, neon signs, and Western vistas. In her new documentary, Katrina Parks looks at the history of the women on the Mother Road and how they navigated segregation and gender discrimination to build lives for themselves alongside America's most famous highway. Parks told me she came to the project in the midst of another, a documentary on the Harvey girls who worked at the Grand Canyon restaurants around the turn of the century.
I found that as I was interviewing the later Harvey girls, who were waitresses along the Atchison-Topeka-Santa Fe Railroad, that as the railroad went into decline, they forged new careers for themselves along Route 66. Mm-hmm. And so I wondered if there were other ways besides the waitresses and kind of mom and pop businesses that are generally associated with Route 66, if there were other ways that the road had impacted women's lives.
And you found a lot of great stories here. We'll get into it in a moment. But let's back up first and talk a little bit about Route 66 and its kind of legacy, the way that it shaped the United States, right? This was opened in 1926, and it took travelers all the way from, I'm like going to have to sing the song almost when I say this, from Chicago to L.A., right? Tell us a little bit about the highway system and how this road impacted the way we got across the country at the time.
Even before Route 66, women were very much involved in the Good Roads movement. And it was kind of one of the platforms that motivated them and for which they sought public office. So you have women like Isabella Greenway in Arizona, who passed a bill in Congress that finally paved Route 66 in Arizona. And it did, as you say, it did transform the way people traveled across the country. Cyrus Avery, who was one of the founders of Route 66. He had this concept of connecting some of the smallest and more rural parts of the country with the big cities. And part of that was, you know, an economic development platform.
Right. I mean, and it did become sort of an economic driver along the way, right? Like these businesses were supported by the road.
Yes. And interestingly, it opened up opportunities for women in interesting ways. Route 66 passes through over 25 tribal lands. So it actually allowed Native American women to be entrepreneurs and to sell goods and art to tourists directly rather than going through the trading post.
Hmm. So, yeah, when you think about Route 66, you definitely, I mean, I don't necessarily first think about women in this history. They've been largely probably left out of this, like they have of many parts of history. So beyond the Harvey girls, tell us about what you started to find when you dug into this and tried to find women's stories along the Mother Road.
Well, it was really fascinating. I wasn't disappointed. You know, I found archaeologists, politicians, as you've mentioned, many, many women entrepreneurs really kind of breaking into new territory. Women like Alberta Ellis in Springfield, Missouri, and African-American women who opened up a hotel to serve African-American travelers. Because we have to remember this was a large part of the Mother Road's history took place during segregation. Mm-hmm. So travel was not the same experience for everyone.
Give us some of your other favorite examples. I mean, it ended up being a really diverse group of women that you found as well.
Yeah. Another favorite story of mine is, of course, the Threat Filling Station in Luther, Oklahoma, the first filling station owned by an African-American family and run for many years by Ms. Elizabeth Threat. The Threat family, the property is still in their hands and they're currently restoring it and opening an interpretive museum.
So describe this for us in terms of how you collected these histories, right? Like you had to do a lot of traveling, talk to the people who are related to these women or who know their stories. Were there oral histories? How did you collect all of these stories?
So with my Harvey Girls documentary, after I finished the films, I took it back to the communities along the Atchison, Topeka, Santa Fe Railroad that I thought the film series really mattered to. For this project, I kind of reverse engineered the process to some degree. And I thought, well, because what would happen to me with the Harvey Girls documentaries, I would go to these communities, I mean, some of which I had been to, but others not. And new Harvey Girls would kind of come out of the woodwork and I was disappointed I hadn't interviewed them. So and so then it grew into an oral history project that's kind of never ended. But with this project, I thought, well, I'll start by doing these community events. And so I would go, I would do a community event, I would present some research and have panelists there. And I would also use that as an opportunity to record interviews with people.
So obviously, you know, Route 66 is not what it used to be now. It was bypassed by the freeway system, like the I-10 in Arizona. Tell us about what happened to some of these women as Route 66 became less traveled and less popular in many of those towns that were sort of founded along it to support it, you know, have gone down.
Well, there's actually inspiring stories about what women did. Well, for example, the Delgadillo family in Seligman, Arizona. Angel and Vilma Delgadillo's gift shop. And Angel was a barber, and he really spearheaded the kind of renaissance of Route 66 and founded the Historic Route 66 Association of Arizona. And his wife, you know, they worked alongside each other in the gift shop. And so they were part of this kind of rebirth of interest in Route 66. And pretty much right after it was announced by the, you know, the government that Route 66 no longer exists and they were dismantling the shields, there was kind of instantly a catalyst to save it. People really were upset. And so you have people like Michael and Suzanne Wallace who start traveling the Mother Road and taking photographs, and that results in a book. And just, it's really influenced a lot of women artists and photographers too, to both capture an America that is waning, but also to bring it back.
Yeah. All right. Katrina Parks, filmmaker for the film Route 66, The Untold Story of Women on the Mother Road, joining us. Katrina, thank you for coming on and telling us about this. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure.